How's everybody doing? Bite to sit right over here, bud. There's everybody. Come on down. Man, y'all are something else. I don't know why, but, and there's my sweet Marie. All right. I got something real neat to show you. Okay, everybody has to look this way. Look what I got. How many of you have one of these? You have two of them. You got one? You got it on you now? No. Okay. Look up here. Everybody look up here. This is a knife. It's a very special knife to me. You know who gave me this knife?
Ben. Your little kid.
My little kid? No. No. Look. Here's who gave it to me. Mr. Meeks, the man that passed away yesterday. His name was Howard Meeks, and a couple months ago, he came to me and says, Bill, I want to give you something. So he gave me this old-timer knife, and he did something that I don't do very well. He sharpened it really sharp, and I continued to sharpen it after he sharpened it, and I don't think that's the way it's supposed to look, but I tried. But, you know, I got this knife out because I use it occasionally. And it reminds me of Mr. Howard Meeks. And Mr. Howard Meeks, let me tell you about him. Every time he showed up at church on Sundays, he told me he loved me. He told me he was praying for me. The very first Sunday I came to be the pastor 5 years ago, Howard had something very nice to say to me about being his pastor. And, we're going to talk about using your mouth this morning. And Mr. Meeks always spoke kind, loving words to me. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to miss him. I talked to him last Sunday right in that hallway. He came up to me and asked about Julie. And he just told me how much he loved me. It reminds me of a verse in the Bible. It's Proverbs 27:17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Mr. Meeks made me a better man. And that's the way you want to live your life. You want to make people better, okay? All right, well, let's pray. Lord, help us to be the kind of people that make people better. I thank you for Mr. Meeks and how he made me better and how kind he was with his words. And help us to remember to be that way to each other.